the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Welcome to your weekend. It officially gets underway when we start the Harris Challenge, and we can't start the Harris Challenge without you, which is why our phone lines are open now. If you have not played in the last 60 days, call us at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or *KTRS. In addition to the challenge this hour, I've also got knuckleheads in the news and a look back at the life of Hugh Hefner, the Playboy founder and editor-in-chief, from a woman who worked with him on a couple of books called Playboy Laughs and Playboy Swings. We'll get to all of that a little bit later on. When you play the challenge today, you are going to get your choice of prizes, including, if you like, a dozen donuts from our friends at Old Town Donuts in Florissant and Cottleville.
Donuts.
Don't start. You can have a gift card from Peroni's Pizza in Florissant and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. You can have a pair of tickets to next Thursday's opening night of Shotspear at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza, right across the hallway from us here at KTRS. You can buy tickets for that at MetroTix.com. You could also choose a pair of tickets to opening night of Defending the Caveman, which will be here at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza the following week, starting on October 10th, and tickets for that are also at MetroTix.com. Or you can go see Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, Mark Lindsay of Paul Revere and the Raiders, and the Beatles tribute band The Fab Four in the Sound of the 60s concert at the Family Arena on October 13th. That's what you're playing for today, and let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Nancy. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hey, Paul.
How are you today?
First contestant.
Well, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, a chance for you to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I was in the hospital last February, and I just want to acknowledge the wonderful work that nurses do.
Okay, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We will have five contestants, so there'll be five categories, but you, Nancy, will get the choice of the first three, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or category two is People in and Out of Power. Or category three, Famous Women Who Were Naked in Playboy.
People in and out of power.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. You need 8 points or better to win. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You have 60 seconds to get as many right as you can. At that point, the buzzer will sound, and I'll total up your points. And if you do get eight or more, you're a winner of the Harris Challenge. Your category is People in and Out of Power. Here we go. Who was elected to a fourth term as Chancellor of Germany this week?
Angela Merkel.
Correct. Which U.S. Cabinet Secretary resigned today after billing taxpayers $400,000 in private charter flights while on government business?
I don't know, Pat.
Which former member of Congress was sentenced to 21 months in prison this week for sexting with a 15-year-old girl?
Anthony Weiner.
Correct. Carlos Danger.
Yes.
Which country's government announced this week that it will finally allow women to drive beginning next year?
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's only taken forever. Right. Which country is the U.S. State Department pulling much of its staff out of after mysterious sonic attacks at the embassy have injured 21 people?
Cuba?
It is Cuba. Back to the two-pointer for the clean sweep. Which U.S. Cabinet Secretary resigned today after billing taxpayers $400,000 for private charter flights while on government business?
The only one I know is Tom Price, but he's not a woman.
I didn't say it was a woman. I said U.S. Cabinet Secretary.
And, I thought it had to do with women.
Tom Price is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and you got the clean sweep, Nancy.
Okay. That's right. People, not women.
Yeah. Congratulations for winning the clean sweep. You also are going to get, besides your choice of those prizes, dinner at Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin, and online at Candice's.net, plus the Breezy Buddy cooling pillow, the travel pillow with a fan inside that eliminates sweat and makes you look cool, which is online at BreezyBuddy.com. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks.
Hang on, Willie, will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll move on to our second contestant now, and that's you, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hello, Paul.
Hi, you want to plug something?
Well, yeah, my name is Rich Copeland, and I'm with I own Richco Transportation, and I'm contracted to Estes Express. And I love listening to the Paul Harris Show, even if I don't get to play.
Well, thank you. Today you do get to play, Rich. You just got to choose the category. Have you been paying attention? Sports and showbiz, or famous women who were naked in Playboy?
Let's try sports and showbiz.
All right, Rich, 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which college effectively fired Rick Pitino after the FBI charged 10 people for involvement in a corruption and fraud scheme in the NCAA?
Oh, man.
Which actress, who has won 6 Emmys in a row, revealed this week that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer?
Tina Fey.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Which singer has been signed to do the halftime Super Bowl show 14 years after being part of the famous wardrobe malfunction?
Janet Jackson.
No, Justin Timberlake, the other one. According to Sarah Jessica Parker, which movie's third go-round has been canceled because of demands by Kim Cattrall? Yeah, you want to go to the five-pointer? In a documentary debuting next weekend, Steven Spielberg says he won't watch one of his own movies. I'm sorry. Hold on. Don't hit the buzzer yet. I got to rephrase this for you, and I'm going to give you time. In a documentary debuting next weekend, Steven Spielberg says he won't watch his own movies except for which one? Multiple choice now. E.T., Schindler's List, or Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Schindler's List.
E.T. is the correct answer. Rick Pitino was the head basketball coach at the University of Louisville, and Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall. When you hear those two, you should automatically say Sex and the City. Whatever the question is, the answer is going to be Sex and the City, which it was here. About Justin Timberlake, he's the one who ripped that thing off of Janet Jackson's breast and exposed her little solar shield, let's call it.
All right, give me the punishment music.
All right, well, you've earned it after getting 0 points, Rich. I'm going to take you back to 1981 when I believe it was the ABC television network aired a special called Get High on Yourself. This was part of America's anti-drug campaign, which, as you know, since 1981, we have not had a drug problem in America, thanks to things like this. And on that special, they did a We Are the World type song with all these celebrities in there with a whole bunch of kids singing it. Now, at the beginning, you're going to hear the kids, but eventually you'll hear other celebrities chime in, like Paul Newman and Julia Serving, Muhammad Ali, Kathy Lee Crosby, Henry Winkler, Carol Burnett, Bob Hope, Kate Jackson, Magic Johnson, and John Davidson. Listen to this. Here we go.
You can be somebody with a plan of your own. You can say no, and you won't be alone.
You can make yourself feel high.
Now listen to Paul Newman's voice, which is obviously dubbed later.
You're making up your own mind, doing things your own way, setting up your own style, being yourself, being yourself.
Yeah.
Being yourself.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's enough, Paul.
Kids all over America said, Mom and Dad, I'm never going to do drugs because I heard Get High on Yourself.
I met you one time about 19 years ago, Paul. There's a Galleria, and I still remember that day.
Well, thank you, Rich. I'm glad you do, and I'm glad you still listen. I'm sorry you didn't win today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go to our next contestant, and that's going to be Denise. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, Denise. You want to plug anything?
Just love your show. I'm so happy to finally... I've called like 4 weeks in a row, and I've been on hold, and nobody ever came back, and now I'm getting on.
Well, today you finally got through. I'm glad you did.
I did. Thank you.
Which category do you think you want? We have you been paying attention, famous women who were naked in Playboy, or it happened in September?
Oh, the first one. I forget already what it was.
Have you been paying attention?
Terrible. Yes.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Denise. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Which major American retailer announced this week it'll raise its minimum wage to $11 an hour next month and to $15 an hour by 2020?
Pass.
Puerto Rico, ravaged by Hurricane Irma, has 3.4 million people. How many U.S. states have more than that? 28, 38, or 48?
38.
28. After 50 years in business, which music magazine have Jan and Gus Wenner announced is up for sale?
No idea. Pass.
Which three former U.S. presidents were at the President's Cup golf tournament in New Jersey yesterday and posed for a selfie with Phil Mickelson?
Clinton, Obama, and Bush.
Correct. What will be barred in all 21 Missouri state prisons April 1st after a lawsuit by an asthmatic man serving a life sentence?
Smoking.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which American retailer is raising the minimum wage to $11 next month?
Target.
That's correct. How about that music magazine going out of business? Well, it's not going out of business. It's up for sale after 50 years in business. It's Rolling Stone.
Okay.
But, Denise, you got the 1 and the 4 and the 5, a total of 10 points. You get your choice of prizes. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, your patience paid off. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And hang on. Hey, you're very welcome. Hang on. Willie will tell you how you get your prizes while I go to contestant number 4. Hello, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You want to tell us about yourself?
I'm going to say, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy this weather.
Okay, and go Cards. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, right.
Rob, which category would you like? Famous women who were naked in Playboy or It Happened in September?
I'll try the naked woman one, Paul.
All right. Rob, is that the first time you've said that? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which major Hollywood star appeared nude in the first issue of Playboy in 1953?
Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. Which star of the Charlie's Angels TV series waited until she was 48 to get naked for Playboy?
Farrah Fawcett.
Correct. Which star of the Charlie's Angels movies who once flashed David Letterman on TV did a Playboy pictorial when she was 19?
I'll pass. I can't remember her name.
Which singer's Playboy appearance in 1985 was headlined Unlike a Virgin for the very first time?
Madonna.
Correct. Which star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer appeared in the buff in Playboy in 2002?
I can't remember her name either.
Back to the three-pointer. Which star of the Charlie's Angels movies, who once flashed David Letterman on TV, did a Playboy pictorial when she was 19 years old?
I see her face and I cannot remember her name at all.
We need that and the Buffy... It's interesting that the only Spielberg movie he will watch is E.T., and the answer to this one is E.T. star Drew Barrymore.
Right.
And Buffy the Vampire Slayer, was the star of that show was Christy Swanson. So let's see how you did, Rob. You got the 1 and the 2 and the 4, and oh, that's only 7 points. You know, I'm sorry to tell you, but you're going to need to get high in yourself.
In yourself, in whatever you do. You can be somebody, cause the choice is up to you.
You're making up your own mind, to choose your own way.
Setting up your own style.
That's Bob Hope there.
Being yourself.
Yeah.
Being yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Being yourself.
Okay.
I haven't wanted to do drugs today until hearing that song.
Here's what I want to know. When they got all these celebrities together to do this, was there a bar backstage? Or did they have to get high on themselves? I hope you have a great weekend, Rob. Thanks for playing.
You too, Paul. Thank
all right, let's
much.
Bring in our final contestant for the Harris Challenge today. And that's you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Paul?
You want to plug anything?
No, I'm just going to go home and have a couple of drinks as soon as these people off the road or idiot drivers get out of my way.
You know, thanks. Mark, you really should get high on yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Well, let's see. We'll find out. We have 5 questions between here and there, and let's see how the journey goes. The category is It Happened in September. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When it first went on the air on September 7th, 1979, what did ESPN stand for?
Pass.
What U.S. city hired the first female police officer in 1910? Chicago, Miami, or Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Correct. What kind of company got its start at Mary Kay Ash's kitchen table in 1963?
Mary Kay products.
More specific.
Cosmetics.
Correct. The sports league WHA was founded in 1971. What did WHA stand for?
World Hockey Association.
Correct. Which company introduced the first diesel cars in 1977?
Mercedes.
General Motors. Back to the one-pointer. What did ESPN stand for when it went on the air in 1979?
Every Sport Persons Network.
You know, that's not bad. That's what they should call it now. No, at the time it was the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. I guess they just didn't have confidence that sports would get them through the whole day, and so they had to add some entertainment. And okay. I'll just leave that where it is. So let's see how you did, Mark. You got the 2, the 3, and the 4. That's a total of 9 points. And you're a winner as well. Congratulations.
Hot dog. Thanks, Paul.
You're very welcome. Hang on, and Willie will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll re-rack the prizes for next week for another round of the Harris Challenge. You can play past challenges on my website in the harrisonline.com archives, or come back and do it every Friday right around 5:07. Yeah, that's our new starting time here on the Big 550 KTRS.